We continue the shiur in Sichei Saran, the wisdom of Rabbeinu Zal, the sayings of Rabbeinu Zal. This is the 12th paragraph, Yud Beis. Rabbeinu Zal says there are people who struggle very hard to at least begin to enter into a life of serving Hashem, not a life of Gashmias, an animal type of life where a person gets up in the morning, and even if he davens very quickly. That's something he gets off his mind, he gets to do with, gets rid of it, has a shoulder, then he goes to eat, and then he eats with much more kavanah than he davened with. Then he goes to work, where he works much harder than he did at davening, or perhaps even eating. And he works in order to be able to buy more food so he can eat again, to have enough strength to go back to work again. He can buy food to eat again, etc. This is the life of a behemoth, animal type of life. In the middle, of course, he grabs a few little things like tefillin, mincha, berel. But the main life revolves around the gashmius. There are people who struggle to rid themselves of this type of life because that's a life of slavery. The person is enslaved to his gashmius tekatibus, desires of the Yitzhar. To become free, a free person to be able to serve Hashem without this burden of the Tibus. Person trying to enter into that must go through a very heavy battle, a combat. It's a struggle of a life itself against the power of the Satan, the Yitzhahara, who is endowed with miracle powers to present every possible obstacle to stop a person from going into this new type of life, a rich, pure spiritual life. So, this battle against the Satan, these medias, these obstacles, person finds that there are these obstacles and confusions that confront him are ones that make his life miserable. He suffers with this. Now, there is a pasuk, the Gemara says, pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Olecho hayragnu kol hayot. Hashem, we died for you every day. We were killed for you every day. You were killed one day, how do you come back again? The answer is we were killed. We suffered death. We reared alive, but we suffered the torture of death and came back willingly to suffer it again each day. The Gemara says this means tefillah, davening. The person to go through davening and to do battle against the Yitzhahara in his mind, the mental image that comes into his mind each time, to stop him from concentrating on the words he says. The battle is so strong, is so intense, that it's a battle to the death. The person who succeeds in being able to go through a whole tefillah, whether it's a whole Shemir Esrei or an entire Shacharis, to go through the entire tefillah without allowing the enemy to come into his mind, this means that he died for the sake of this tefillah. So the Gemara says, this is the tefillah which a person sacrifices his life. He lays himself down on the altar of Mizbeach Hashem and sacrifices his life. That means he stops his physical life and concentrates only on the pure spiritual, the pure thoughts of that which pertains to his speaking to Hashem. Midrash says this applies also to a person who has to fight, do battle with the Yitzhahara, with the Satan, to drive it out of his mind, to be able to serve Hashem. Now, it is not easy for a person who is accustomed to a simple life, material life, to suddenly take upon himself a sacrifice of, instead of going out to having a good time or relaxing, that if he works for 8 hours a day, he sleeps for 6 hours a day, you have 10 hours left. 10 hours of freedom. That's more hours than he works or sleeps. What happens to those 10 hours? Let's say while he works, he's not so big and static that he thinks of divinity 10 the entire time. During those 10 hours, he eats for an hour or two, and then he lies down, he rests for an hour or two, he reads or he does something to amuse himself, and he also allows an hour or two for davening and for learning. An hour or so for davening, another half hour, an hour for learning. Then he decides he wants to begin to serve Hashem fully. He's going to sacrifice the physical desires, physical pleasures, and starts without what, increasing his time of study of Torah or increasing his time of davening. He'll spend more time in davening, whether it's regular davening at a lengthier pace or to have his bittus, private communion with Hashem. But he adds an hour or so at one time, and he wants to add more, and he finds this is so difficult that there are so many barriers that seems impossible to overcome. He's confronted with suddenly new things that come up where he just can't find time now, and it'll start tomorrow. The same thing happens again. Somebody visits him. He's got to go out. His wife wants him to go visit friends, or he's got to fill out a report on something. He's got his taxes to fill out, other things to do. Every day there's another excuse. This is simple. But if he says, regardless of what comes up, I'm going to turn everything aside and give priority and preference to the study of Torah for this additional hour or two. Person who does that, that is considered giving his life for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of serving Hashem. Now, the person who was not zeche at one time, in other words, he tries his best, and he finds that as much as he tries, there are such new items that come up that he cannot fulfill his desired priorities as he would like to in serving Hashem. He'd like to serve Hashem by studying Torah for 4 hours and davening for an additional 3 hours and then relaxing for an hour. He finds he couldn't do that. He couldn't increase it by more than a half hour or so. He feels very badly about it. Mizal says that a person should continue to do as much as he can. He should not stop. And every time that you try, know that even if you don't succeed, this is to your credit. Nothing goes lost. Every one of these efforts on your part, every time a person died, part of him died for the sake of his effort to serve Hashem, that is recorded. And that counts. That in the future will come to help it. If he does not succeed, he should say to himself, I tried, and there were sent upon me so many heavenly powers to, with obstacles, could not succeed, but me accept the will of heaven, and I will continue to try. For this, as Mizal says, we can apply very simply. You would ask, of course, how could you say you can't succeed? But if you stop to think, we're talking about stealing an hour from pleasure, relaxation, to study Torah. Very difficult because the Yetzer Hara is very big. But so you're out to accomplish a project which should be simple. Simple thing is that you have saved up money. You want to spend this money on a trip to the Beit HaZalseer. That's the ultimate goal of the person's life. The highest. If you could visit heaven, for example, you would think that's accomplishing a lot. This is the same thing, possibly more. A person has saved up money, a person has made all the sacrifices necessary, and he goes about with readiness, a willingness to alecha hidagnu, to kill part of himself, financially and otherwise, for the sake of this mitzvah. As much as he tries, he succeeds partially, part way, but the satan comes back with so much force, and it's seeming miracles against him, he does not succeed in this effort. What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to accept this as the will of heaven, as a temporary setback. But to know, mainly, primarily, to know, that if he did not get to the tzion, not one iota of effort made on his part is lost. Everything is banked. Just as you put money in stock in a bank, so do you put effort on your part into a bank in heaven. Every bit of effort you gave to Hashem, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of a mitzvah, is recorded on your account. And someday, when you're really in need, all that effort will come to your assistance. You must break through, and all the effort saved up, the hundreds of times, the thousands of times you tried, and did not succeed doing this mitzvah, will suddenly accumulate to a point where it'll literally break through and destroy the obstacles in your way, and you will ultimately succeed. The Bible says, never give up. Continue to try, continue to strive to complete the mitzvah. And secondly, know that all these efforts that were expended are fulfilling the pasuk Yalecho Hayragdu Kol Hayom, that a person that has sacrificed his life, himself, his own being, his well-being, for the sake of a mitzvah, and this is recorded as such. But if we note the words of Rabbi Yisrael, these paragraphs, there is a tie-in. Those in words, a tie-in from one paragraph to the next. It's sort of a continuity. We've tried to present it that way. If you listen carefully, you'd see it. There's a continuity going from one topic to the next, but a definite tie-in from one to the other. And this is how arrange these sichas, a very clear pattern.